Officials in a Willis County say last week horse-riding Maseria tribesmen, believed to be from the Sudanese border town of Mairebe, attacked and killed 15 people and injured scores of others in the Pabol area. Kiri Yorlual, the Willis County Commissioner, says more than 847 families who were displaced from 11 villages, including Paboth, Wakagor, Tomtewa, and Aramyang areas, are in dire need of humanitarian assistance.
They need food, they need water, they need medicine, they need shelter. Because, as they ran away, they hardly picked anything. None of the families that was displaced have anything now to eat. And where they are camping is also overcrowding the already existing facilities in terms of access, like water. And there is an overwhelming need of supplies for these IDPs. So this is one of the big challenges we are currently facing.
Lual appeals to non-governmental organizations and well-wishers to support the displaced persons.
We are coordinating some support from the well-wishers, the goodwill of the people who are contributing generously to support them. I was at the site on Tuesday, and we dispatched some food aid from well-wishers, local people of the areas affected. They contributed some food, and we took it to them.
Commissioner Lual says the internally displaced families are camping at Werniel and Warchum, where they can barely be reached by phone as there is no mobile network coverage in the area. Susan John Madud, the chairwoman of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Northern Bahar El Ghazal State, says thousands of internally displaced persons, mostly women, children and the elderly, are camping on open ground in harsh weather conditions in Awil East. Madud says her office is working with the state government to encourage humanitarian organizations in the state to support the IDPs.
The state RRC, in collaboration with the state government, we are calling all the humanitarian partners operating in Northern Bahar El Ghazal to join hand in hand and supporting the victim in Yintabol. Yes, tomorrow, all the NGOs working in Northern Bahar El Ghazal, we are going with the commissioners to Yintabol to assess them and look how to support the victim.
Madud says the state authorities have provided the IDPs with some sacks of food items, but she says there are not enough supplies for everyone. She is calling on humanitarian agencies to provide food, shelter and medicines. Yesterday, the authorities in Northern Bahar El Ghazal State said they had closed the western border with the Sudan indefinitely after an attack by suspected Maseria tribesmen that left more than a dozen people dead in Awil East County. The State Minister for Information, William Anyuan, said the situation was tense and civilians were living in fear. Anyuan said a delegation led by President Salva Kiir's National Security Advisor, Tuut Galwaak, who is currently in Khartoum, will discuss the incident in Awil East with the Sudan government. For VOA News, I am Deng Haiding in Bor.